Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that you've got a pretty good life right now, that everything seems to be hitting on all cylinders. You've made it through the coronavirus era. Well, we're almost through the coronavirus era anyhow. And you're thinking to yourself, yeah, you know, you've got a good job, you've got some decent income, you got to spend some quality time with your family. Could it possibly get any better than this? And then you think, well, as America starts to open back up, that's the thing that I need so that I can kind of get the rest of my life back. And you should be thinking, you know what? This is as good as it gets. But I'm here to tell you this. What gets in the way of a great life is a good life. And on today's show, I have some very special guests because it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. And I've asked Frank and Madeline to come on the show. The reason they're on the show is to let you know that at one time they were living a very, very good life. But things just didn't seem to be clicking the way they wanted it to. Now, that didn't detract from the fact that they were living a very good life. But they had to make a change. They had to do something very differently in order to get to that great life. So what I'd like to do is welcome to the show, Frank and Madeline. How are you guys doing today?
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm having a great day. I'm just super excited to have you guys on the show. I mean, last time you were on, it was like a year ago, and we were just getting ready to do our big expo event in Houston, and I got to meet you guys face-to-face and take some photos with you, and it was a really good time. And the next thing we know, the whole country went into lockdown.
Right.
That's right.
That's scary.
Yeah. So what did the coronavirus issue do to you with regards to the great life that you're living?
Well, like everyone else, it put us in lockdown. The only thing that really changed for us, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, is we really couldn't travel because we really liked to travel and probably went somewhere every month. Now that I'm retired and Frank is semi-retired, we could go somewhere almost every month. And but all that changed with COVID.
Yeah, we missed the opportunity to get together with our lifestyle friends on a regular basis. Yeah, you know, no one was
Absolutely.
Getting out of the house. There were no meetings at the offices. There were no open houses anyplace. So we really enjoyed that social life we had with Lifestyles people.
Now, let me take you guys back to 2015, because I'm going to circle back around to this in a few minutes. But in 2015, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys had a very, very good life. I mean, Frank, you owned your own business, very successful. Madeline, you were involved with pharmaceutical sales, the legal kind, and you were very, very successful. And I mean, the money was flowing in, right?
Yes, it was.
So
yeah,
what
we were really blessed. Yeah.
What happened? What caused you in 2015 to stop in your tracks and consider a different path?
Well, we just talked about this, but what happened, I remember distinctly. I'm actually sitting in the room right now where this took place. I looked at Madeline, and I said, you know, talk to financial advisors. They gave me a plan so that when I turn 72, I'll be able to live at this X amount of dollar level. And I said, I was just disappointed in it. And I thought I was doing really, really well, but that number just didn't sit right with me. I said, you know, we got to make a change. And I've been listening to this show on the radio, and I think I want to take some money and invest in this real estate thing these guys are doing. They all sound like really good people. And that's what we did. We just went to the meetings, and Madeline came along, and God, she's taken the lead on this thing, and it just made it explode. So it's been great.
So, Madeline, were you on board?
Well, you know what? I had gotten tired of the stock market. I had gotten tired of the roller coaster of the stock market. And when I sat in the two-day course for the first day, I had very little notes up until about noon. because I was suspect of everything that I would go hear. Because you hear people on the radio and you're really just not sure if it's for real. But I can tell you, once we got to the end of the first day of class, I said, we can do this. And by the second day of the class, we were definitely all on board.
Yeah, it was exciting.
It gave us another avenue to explore rather than the stock market, because the only thing you really have is that, and so you're tied to it. And it's the vicious cycle of losing money. And as you lose money, you have to stay in because you have to make that money back. And then they tease you a little bit with a return, and then bam, it drops again. And it just got to a point where we couldn't do that any longer.
Yeah, one of the things that I had realized listening to that, staying in that class, was there were certain things that I wasn't doing right with real estate that I should have been doing. And it all became very clear in those first 2 days. Like I had a commercial building that my business was in. We bought that building back in the early 80s, paid it off, had a ton of equity sitting in it, didn't realize I could finance money out of it and still keep the building. That was a aha moment for me. And then we had a second building that I built for another print company. And I realized the rent coming in was such a great passive investment. I didn't really call it a passive investment like that. I just called it collecting rent. But knowing the language and talking to the people that were in this business now and doing really well at it, I realized that was the place to go. Real estate was still the place to be.
So did you guys jump right in with both feet, or did you like dip your toe in the water at first just to see if this was for real?
Yeah, we jumped right in. We were all in. Within 6 months, we bought a 123-unit apartment complex ourselves as an IRO, and Madeline took the lead on that with the management company and, turned it into a 150-something percent return in 2.5 years on top of our initial investment back out. So we got 100% of our money back out plus another 150% in 2.5 years.
Now, that is a very, very impressive return. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the mechanics of how they've become so successful. Stick around.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I have Frank and Madeline on the show with me today. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been members for, it's just about their 6-year anniversary. Once they got a hold of the Lifestyles Unlimited map and they saw the possibilities that they could create for themselves and their family, there was no holding them back. So Frank, what was the first thing that you did after you received all the qualified education? What type of investment did you and Madeline take down first?
Right here in our neighborhood, and that's why I did it, because we had tagged the property, but we were number two tag. So the people who bought it, I talked to them about being a passive investor with them, and that worked out really well. But because the property was nearby, so that was the very first one. But we were always looking to buy our first apartment complex, and we thought the best thing for us to do was to invest our own money and not manage somebody else's money yet, because we wanted to make sure we can do the job well. So we went looking for an IRO, the independent rental owner property, over 100 units, and we found one through one of the members at Lifestyles happened to have a property. So we bought that property from him, and it worked out really well. So that was the very first property we bought. About 6 months into us being at Lifestyles, we bought our first property.
So we really did it by networking. And so there's such a great community there. And we did it by networking with fellow Lifestyles members. And one of the members had a property that was for sale, which was kind of outside of where the majority of his properties were located. And so he went to his partners, and his partners decided to sell. or they wanted to sell, and so we bought it, and it turned into a great deal for us.
Now, what kind of property was this when you took it over? Would you classify it as a yield play or a hybrid or a value play? What was the deal scope?
Well, we bought it as a yield play.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it turned into a high yield and a value play. We did a little bit of repositioning, not much, but just a little bit more marketing and returned some units and upgraded some units. And originally it was a yield play.
Yeah, we were just looking to replace our income with some cash flow. And as Madeline worked with the management team, they got the rents higher, the values went up, and it hit the numbers that we wanted to hit in 2.5 years, and then we decided to sell it. But it was an exciting time.
Do you believe that you were ready to take down a big apartment community like that? Because, you know, there's a lot of people listening that would think, man, that's a pretty sizable project, especially for a first-time buyer. Did you have any reservations?
Well, you know, when you're signing that loan document, no, I don't think. I think that we both knew we were not going to lose our money. That was not going to happen. And we both jumped in with both feet and said, we're going to make this work, and we can do this. And through the education with Lifestyles, we knew we could do it. But it is a little bit scary when you're sitting at the loan signing table and you're writing a check for a lot of money, and you're putting everything on the line. But we knew there was no option of failure. It was going to be successful.
How important was all of the mentoring that you received through the Lifestyles Unlimited program?
It was everything. Yeah, it was, with our personalities and stuff, we're pretty confident about what we can do. But when you're writing those type of numbers, like Madeline said, that's a lot of money, even for us sitting on that table. You want to make sure things right. And these mentors, we saw them working with other people. They were talking to us on a regular basis. We had great access to them at any time we needed it. It was just a really comforting feeling to know when they were there to make sure everything was going to go well. And it did. They gave us all the information we needed to be successful.
And there was no way we could have done it without the mentors and fellow members. Because as we networked with fellow members and talked to them, we painted different scenarios that was occurring on our property, and everyone had an answer. They had an answer. They had been through this before. So whether it be property taxes, who should we call for insurance, who should our vendors be, what should we do when this is happening, everyone had an opinion, because a lot of people had already syndicated deals, and so they knew what to do. And so it was invaluable. I can tell you, without Lifestyles, we would have never bought 123 unit. It would not have happened. And we would not have been as successful. Absolutely
right.
Not.
So what did you do with that asset? You bought it in, 2016?
Right. January of 2016.
Correct.
And you owned it for how long?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
And did you choose to sell it at that point?
We did. Our plan was always to double our investment. And so we didn't really have a time frame, but we said when we double our investment, we're going to sell the property. And during that time, we invested passively in other deals around the country and with different leads. But when we sold it, we returned our original capital, and we had made 150% return on our money. And so we were happy with that return, and we subsequently took that money and put it back into investments around the country with other leads.
So for every dollar that you put into that property, you not only got that dollar back, but you got an extra $1.50?
Correct.
That's correct.
How difficult was it to do that?
Well,
it wasn't difficult, I don't think.
Right, not with the education. I mean, it sounds like we're just being flippant. Oh, it wasn't that difficult. I mean, there were times when you would look at things and you would have to make adjustments. It's like in any business. You make adjustments to what's going on to achieve your goal. But as long as you have your goal in mind and you have the education behind you and you have mentors, and when I say mentors, I just don't mean the Lifestyles mentors. I also mean the members within Lifestyles. You have people to go and ask about things. It seems very easy now that we look back. Should have been more scared than we were, but we weren't, because we felt very confident about the background.
Right. Al, you have to remember, we would talk to people every week. I mean, maybe every day, but basically every week. Even we'd get in cars and we'd drive with them to the property, or we'd drive to their property and we'd see what they were doing, and we'd make phone calls. We would test out our marketing and test our phone systems out to see if people were answering the phones correctly. And Madeline worked with the management company, peeking and tweaking everything that was going on with the property on a regular basis. And this all came about through the mentoring and education process at Lifestyles. You wouldn't have known to do these things without that. And once you took that information that you were given and you learned, it became fun. It became fun to do it every day and every week to peek and tweak this thing to get the value up on the property. It was a good time. Exciting.
Yeah, I bet you it was super exciting when you sold the property and you got that nice capital gain on the back end, right?
Yes.
All right. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Frank and Madeline about a change in their investing strategy. Stick around.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So at the break, I found out that Frank and Madeline, as well as myself and my lovely bride, were invested in the same deal, and we're waiting for this particular deal to close escrow. I mean, that's how unique and small the Lifestyles Unlimited community really is. And we know the lead investor, and you know, we were actually talking a little bit about that deal, and we're happy that deal is transacting, because we're going to get money back to redeploy into other assets. So I bring that up because I think you need to know that Frank and Madeline, once they walked away from doing a multifamily deal as an independent rental operator, they decided to turn their focus to investing passively with other lead investors. And by all accounts, they're in like 80 different deals as of today. So talk to me, Madeline, why the shift in strategy from crushing it as an independent rental operator into investing passively with other Lifestyles Unlimited members?
Because since we did own our own property, we knew when we sold it in 2.5 years, we would have capital gains to reckon with. And so we decided that to aggressively look at what our taxes would be in that time frame, and how to, through the tax code, to take advantage of accelerated depreciation to minimize our capital gains taxes that we were going to pay. So we aggressively put money, as we would get our distributions from our apartment complex quarterly, we would put those back into passive investments, as well as some other money that we had available that we had liquidated, some IRAs and 401ks, and we had put those into passive investments just to mitigate the tax burden at the end of 2.5 years when we sold the property. Then, after we sold the property, we really wanted to go ahead and deploy that money and have it working for us. So we deployed that into multiple markets around the country, so different states, I think 5 or 6 different states, multiple leads with different experience levels, so some that were, it was their first project, and some that were experienced leads. and different size projects too. So some that had as little as 16 units all the way up to some that had 350 units. And so we chose to just diversify our investments across the board to get our money working for us.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to add something just because I know there's probably a bunch of new listeners. But we say we made investments to mitigate our tax burden. That's because the real estate laws allow you to depreciate those properties and you take that depreciation against income. It lowers your tax bracket. And that's what we took advantage of, is that the tax laws that were written for investors in the real estate market.
So that actually brings me to a question I've been dying to ask you. Before you found real estate investing, what kind of tax bracket were you guys in?
We had probably the 40%, right, Matt? 35%.
Yeah, I think we were in the 36% tax bracket. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where are you guys now? What kind of tax bracket do you sit in as real estate investors?
Well, I think my effective tax bracket last year, or let's put it this way, my effective tax rate with all the capital gain was around 8%.
Wow, that's huge. And everything you're doing is, it's absolutely legal. I mean, it's all written into IRS code, correct?
That's correct. Right. The IRS code is written to stimulate investment and to take, you know, we invest in workforce housing, and the tax code is written to stimulate investment, and we take advantage of that.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you there, because if the government were to provide the type of housing that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members provide to the communities that we invest in, I don't think the housing would be quite as nice or desirable as the product that we put out.
That's correct.
I totally agree. I mean, we go into a apartment complex and we renovate a good percentage of the units, upgrade the office, upgrade the pool area, provide entertainment space, pet facilities for them, upgraded laundry facilities, and just improve the way the property is run and the response rate of work orders, because everything has to be repaired at some point. And so as the residents call, and some people may not repair things as quickly as they should. But with Lifestyles, we're taught to try to do as much upfront, have the best product at the best price, and to try and improve the living environment of the residents. And we do, I think we, all the leads in Lifestyles do a very good job of that.
Yeah, keeping up with the property maintains good retention in the property, less turnover, less expenses in the long run, and brings the value of the property up. I don't think people that work for the government or government type situations do that. They're not looking at profitability. And they're just looking at maintaining their job and doing as little as possible. That's generally what I learned from government jobs. But being in the business of owning properties and providing good housing for people is a profitable business. That's what it is. It's not, you know, not welfare. So we're here to make a living, but we're also here to provide good housing for people.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Frank. I really do. Now, this real estate bug that the two of you have caught, it appears that it has spread throughout your entire family. Tell me about what's going on with your kids and real estate investment.
Good, take it.
It really has. Go ahead. We have four children, one 40, two girls. So a daughter that's 40, a daughter that's 38, and then we have two in college who are 22 and 21. All of them are members of Lifestyles, and all of them are invested in both single family and multifamily. So our oldest one joined shortly after we did, and Deanna is invested in 8 single families and 5 multifamily deals. So they cashed out their IRAs that they had. They're both medical equipment salespeople pharmaceutical. And so they've cashed out some past IRAs they had, and they have invested in both single family and multifamily. And Amy, who's 38, has 13 single families and 3 multifamily investments. Now, our two sons, Miles and Cole, are both in college. One is Miles, who is 22, is majoring in finance with a minor in real estate and hopes to go on and syndicate with his brother, Cole. And Cole is at the University of Houston in construction science. So one is in finance and one is in construction science. And together, they hope to take that show down the road and become syndicators and have lead investments. They're both invested in multifamily right now also.
How is this real estate investing impacting their lives?
Well, it's so funny because to hear a 21 and a 22-year-old sit around with their friends and talk about real estate and the beauty of real estate and what a P&L looks like and what syndication looks like and how you achieve financial freedom through real estate, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, they're actually putting together a unofficial passive investor list with their friends. They're going like, hey, we want to invest with you when you're getting ready to be a lead investor. They're our sons. They're very excited about the future that the boys are putting together for them all.
So have they been able to retire themselves yet, or are they close?
No, they have not been able to retire themselves. But they have been able to take the money that they had saved through. They both had a Roth IRAs from some jobs that they had when they were younger. And so they have been taking those IRAs and they have invested their small amounts of money in different deals.
Yeah, that is so cool because I have a son that's 23, just finished college, and he's doing the same thing as your kids are doing. As a matter of fact, he's positioning himself to become a lead investor, and we're putting together the funds that he needs in order to do that first deal. So, I mean, I'm just as excited about my son as I know you are about your children. But when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the insider information. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So as I promised you, we're going to get into some of the insider information. Now, this is not the insider information that, you know, people get concerned about when it comes to trading stocks and things like that. We're not doing that kind of stuff. What we're going to do is talk about things that you're curious about, because here you have two highly successful real estate investors that are invested into 80 different apartment communities. They've owned and operated their own apartment community. These folks are in the Gets It Club. So it's important for you to understand what they think about when they're looking for their next investment. So Frank, what do you look for in the form of returns when you're analyzing a deal?
Probably after year one. We don't really look at anything in year one, because people are positioning the property. But starting in year one to year two, we like to see what the returns are, and they meet some parameter. And I look at that based on the location, the size, the lead, and where we are financially. But then what the finance refi is going to look like in 3 to 5 years and how long they're going to hold it. So we look at all those things collectively, not just one aspect of the property, but all those things. So, you know, we may not be looking for cash on cash, but we're looking at the refi and the selling of the property in 3 to 5 years. We don't really like to look at long-term holds. So, we evaluate it that way. Matt, what do you think?
I can agree with that. So we like to diversify into different markets, different states, different experience levels of the lead, different size properties. So we look at the cash on cash, and if it meets the criteria of what we're looking for at that time, because remember what we were looking at on cash 3 years ago and what we're looking at on cash today are two different numbers. And like Frank said, we look at what the refi potential of the property is. And then if we've already invested with the lead, we look at the history of his investment and his communication and his ability to reposition the property.
Now, are you concerned about the experience level of that lead investor? In other words, you know, we have plenty of members at Lifestyles Unlimited that get started as lead investors in our organization. Do you discount them in favor for a more experienced lead, or how do you treat them?
Absolutely not. So as we go around and we meet the leads in person, I think it's very important to look at what their, I'll call it their W-2 job is now, or what they're going, what they have done in the past, because you want someone with some business acumen. And you want to feel comfortable that they have the ability to reposition this property, to read the financials, to do what it takes to react proactively and reactively to problems that occur. And so I personally like new leads. I think they're hungry. I think they want to prove themselves. I think they turn their properties fairly quickly. So they're a 2 to 5 year hold, and most of them being an average of about 2 to 3 years, I have found. And I want to support new leads, and they have knocked it out of the park. They have been very successful.
And the neat thing about it is you've established a relationship with them. You know their track record. So when they go on to do their second deal, you might be in a favorable position to be accepted into that deal.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, that's a good news scenario right there.
But, you know, even successful leads that go on to do their second or third property, they make it a point, which is I really think is very nice the way they look at this. They make it a point to get new investors in, not just the people that have invested in the past, but they always try to make room for new investors, and they always try to make room for people that are not contributing a great deal of money, people that may just have a little bit of money, that they make room for those investors. And I think that is a noble thing.
Do you think that there are deals out there? I mean, at a certain point, if we have so many Lifestyles Unlimited members out there pounding the pavement, don't we run out of real estate to acquire and renovate?
No, we haven't experienced that at all. There's been deals coming across on a regular basis. You know, I say anywhere between 3 to 5 deals a week coming across to have the opportunities to invest in, and the brokers are selling properties out there as fast as they can get them on board.
You'll run out of money before you run out of deals to invest in. Even
right.
During COVID, there was no shortage of, there's one lead that I think during COVID has closed 3 deals during this last year in COVID. And so there is no short supply of deals, I can assure you that.
That actually gets me back to the circle back question that I had, because when I started the show, I was talking about COVID and everything. How many deals did you two get into during this whole pandemic?
I think we've been in 9 deals since the pandemic started, and that we would be in more deals. But there comes a point when you have to preserve capital, and you can't invest every dollar that you have. And so, again, we would be in more deals if there was more money. And as these leads or these properties that we're invested in, as they cash out refi, we redeploy that money. And then as they sell, we redeploy the money and the profit.
Right. There's probably more than 9 deals that we got into. But as far as deals go, there were people that had sold, and some people repositioning or, you know, refinancing money out. That would bring that number up. There's a lot of activity going on, even through COVID.
A mutual friend of ours, John Pry, has got a famous quote, and he says, never eat your seed corn. What does he mean by that?
What he means is as you get money, your original investment, the money that you get, you have put in the deal. When that money comes back out, deploy it. And then if you're able to, don't just deploy that. So as you get your money out, that was one deal. But you may have made such a profit that now you can take that money and make it 2 deals. And then when those deals sell or refi, you'll have 4 deals and then 8 deals. And so it just multiplies.
Is that how you guys got to over 80 deals in such a short period of time?
Yeah, well, we took the money out of that we sold our property, plus some other things that we had done. So we had a lot of cash. So we did take that cash and redeploy it. That cash came from previous investments, and we just took those investments and redeployed it into real estate.
I do purposely track the refi numbers and the sale amount to make sure that I'm exceeding the amount that is coming out of the deal. So if, if I should get a lump of money, some goes to living, and then the rest goes back into deploying it into multifamily investments.
So talk to me a little bit about this lifestyle that you've been able to create for yourself. What do you do now that you couldn't do, say, back in 2015?
Take the time to actually travel. Don't you think, Matt, we have more time to do things with our family and for ourselves? We're not locked into a vacation schedule set up by some corporation. We can do what we want to do.
That's absolutely right. And we can also help our children in their adventures. So as they want to invest in single family or multifamily, we're able to help them in their goals. And Frank's absolutely right. We're not tied to any schedule of travel.
So you don't have to ask permission to go take some time off.
Right. Our biggest concern is who's going to take care of our dogs when we leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That's a good problem because they're part of your family and they need to be taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So at what point, when in your real estate investing career, did you both hit that point where you realized you had fully regained control of your lives and your time?
I think it's when we sold our property that we bought, the 123 units, and we realized, you know, we can double our money in 2.5 years. That was the time when we said, you know, we don't need to be tied to a W-2 job any longer. You can do it. Frank continues to work because he's in printing and promotional products, and he loves what he does. So he continues to work because he chooses to, not because he has to.
Frank, would you just go bananas if you just, like, completely stopped working?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a really emotional, psychological thing to not work for me. You know, I've always done it, but I enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed everything I've done. You know, from being in the Navy, I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed staying busy, and I enjoyed my job. I still enjoy my job. I enjoy my customers. So I don't see any need to stop doing that because it doesn't really interfere with me spending as much time as I like to with Madeline and the kids and traveling and visiting our friends. And now our friends are part of a bunch of our friends are lifestyles people, and we all have kind of like-minded intentions and conversations that take us through the day. It's terrific.
Yeah, it's a great culture, and I'm glad that you guys are a part of it. Hey, we're at the end of the show, and I want to remind you that if you want to get started like Frank and Madeline did, just go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.